Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It was 16 months ago that the head of the UN's Global Rapid Response Force said the goal is to go into the homes and take people out who might have COVID and take them to emergency centers. And to see the image of vans and basically paramilitary stormtroopers dressed up in medical gear as a cover, disappearing all of their political enemies. Then ventilators, 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 as the murderous governor of New York said, he will be intubated and murdered. The new guillotine is that plan. Documents came out years ago that they would use this as the cover for martial law. You now see it around the world. Well, it's coming here, I told you, and the Democrats in California and in Michigan and in New York and other states have announced the Clinton Global Initiative with Google is tracking and tracing everything you say. They're reading your emails, your text messages, and if you tell someone via text message or email you have COVID, they're going to first have a lot of high-profile cases like the guy that sneezed on the elevator, and they had a national manhunt like he was a child molester or something like them, and they showed that in Australia to get that image. This is the ultimate crime, and helicopters and police dogs. They're then going to come for you, and they're building giant centers everywhere. The CDC announced it last year. This is their permanent martial law. It doesn't matter if Texas and other schools, they have 2,000 students at one school, 600 are out sick. Waco school, one school alone, teachers in their 40s, totally healthy, dead from being intubated. They didn't give them ivermectin. They didn't give them steroids. It's the vaccinated that are sloughing it and causing it. And so last year was an overblown hoax. This year is completely real, as the scientists predicted here. They're spreading it, and it's an impossible enemy to ever beat. They've released synthetic viruses, prion crystals that cause cancer and so much more. They're not just like a carcinogen. They go in and grow cancer in your body. And they just admit it in the news. Oh, yeah, the shot gives you cancer, no big deal. You'll get stage four and die. Just in the news. Yeah, your uterus will be cut out. Yeah, you'll get lymphatic cancer. No big deal. No big deal. Just in the news. No big deal. And just the UN's coming to take you out of your house. No big deal. And so they did it. They killed us. It's here. And they're going to blame the unvaccinated for all the mass death now happening. We already have more deaths happening today than we had last winter, supposedly during the peak of this crap. They were really counting everybody else dying of the flu or heart attacks or cancer. Now, there are people really dying. And they're calling it, oh, polio-like disease. Oh, this other viral thing. Oh, this other deal. And it's prions. Because people get over it, and they get sick again and again and again. Because it's crystals. It's mad cow disease. Aerosolized. People are now factories of it. Unbelievable. And it was in all the studies. They knew what they did. They killed us. They killed everybody. Most of us are walking dead now. There's ways to mitigate it. The ivermectin and folks, our enemies, are battling to keep that from getting out because their job is depopulate us. Here's Dr. Ryan, the UN Rapid Reaction Force. When we come back, it's now, I'll show you the announcements, the health department letters going out, that if your child was near a contact tracer, no proof they even have COVID, they're coming to put him in a FEMA camp. Here he is.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Oh, just like when they keep babies alive and harvest their organs, safe and dignified. When you hear that, they want camps, they want your children. And now they've specifically announced they're coming for your children. They want total power. They always want child sacrifice in the end. Pedophile armies. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I make
and they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. Democrats across the country and health departments they control have announced the Clinton-funded and controlled contact tracers are coming to your house to forcibly test you and then, quote, take your children to a facility where they will be safe even if you test negative. Remember what they announced about the, quote, shield centers to protect, quote, those who don't have COVID yet. They want mass prisons everywhere, dragging people away, paramilitary dressed in medical outfits, to give them the shield and the cover story for martial law. It's been announced by the UN. It's been announced by the CDC. It is happening absolutely everywhere. So what you just saw last week in Australia or the UK with police dogs ripping men's faces off, showing their nose ripped off, and the police celebrating, police horses riding women down, putting them in comas, water cannons, blasting people's eyes out, locked in your homes for years, total hell. Now being announced, here is the headline for the broadcast today. Breaking. Michigan announces plan to forcibly take children from parents for the mere possibility of contact with COVID carriers. This is all happening. The plan has always been to give UN-controlled contact tracers total martial law power over every nation individual on Earth. Big tech will have the power. The images from around the world of medical SWAT teams dragging crying children from their homes is now coming to America. But the House of Medical Tyranny cards is coming down. Both of the top FDA vaccine experts have resigned, citing the dangerous political move by the White House to push the deadly Frankenshots on children and, quote, COVID boosters. Here's what's happening in Australia now. As the little girl is drug away from her father, who is then savagely beaten in the face by police, and she is drug away and forcibly inoculated at age 12. Here is the savage, murderous evil. Radio listeners don't see this. The little girl's crying. Boom! They punch him in the face, slammed him on the head, and drag her away with pleasure. Now the sterilization can begin. She instinctively fights for her life. The soft kill will be delivered. Because they're the liberals. They're the good people. They need to get the children that make it out of the womb and plant them with the cancer viruses. Now, let's go back to the director of the United Nations Global Rapid Reaction Force. And notice the CDC says it's under UN control. And they say they're over the housing, they're over guns, they're over your families. You ever wondered how the UN would take over? They're in control of big tech, the media. And the Holy Grail is taking children out of your houses. Already happening around the world. Here's what he had to say 17 months ago. And now it's happening in the United States. I'll go to that next. Here it is.
And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, Most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Now let's be clear. They released a 5-virus cancer delivery, HIV delivery system, Chimera. That is the Nobel Prize winner for the discovery of HIV and isolation of the virus in 1984. That was not very contagious, as they claimed it was, but if you did get it and didn't have vitamin D or zinc, it could get into your cells and kill you. It was very deadly if it could infect you. Kind of like a red on yellow kills a fella, a coral snake in the cobra family that lives where I live in Texas. And then we call it red on yellow kills a fella because there's another snake that's similar, but it's different. The stripes are different, but you always know red on yellow kills a fella. But you got to let it gnaw on you for a while. It takes about 10, 15 seconds, little bitty tiny fangs, but it is a cobra. It's in the cobra family. It's a sea snake that lives on land. And if it gets its venom into you, you'll be dead in about 15 minutes. Same thing with COVID. Didn't have big fangs. This new thing is a king cobra with 3-inch fangs. But what it injects you with is not as deadly, but still extremely dangerous. But it infects way more people. I mean, you can just be in a room with somebody that is sloughing and shedding these things, and you will get it. Doesn't matter how much vitamins or minerals you've got, you're still going to get it. Now, the difference is you'll be sick for a day instead of dying. That's what all the numbers and statistics show. And if you get on ivermectin, it turns your immune system on at the right level and just, like, incredible. And that's why they're battling to stop that and battling to stop medical doctors from learning about it and battling to learn the Japanese government came out and said it 100% works early stages, battling to make sure you die, just part of their criminal, vicious assault on you and your family. So next segment, I'm going to get into this big, big, big article. I've got the press releases. I've got the local news. This is getting no attention. This is NBC News 25. Michigan lawmaker calls for firing of county health director. And, of course, they never get what's going on. This is directed by the UN. I've got it all over the country happening. Just announced this week. They're building the emergency centers. They're saying they're going to go in and find the people with the contact tracers and take you to the facility. And remember, it's just rampant. One school where one of my crew has family in East Texas has 2,000 students. 600 are out sick with COVID. They feel like gorillas are sitting on their chest. Teachers are dying in that school. I was just randomly reading about Waco and saw where one school in Waco, one black lady, 40-something years old, one Hispanic guy, 40-something years old, both in good health, dead from COVID because they were sent and intubated. By the way, both vaccinated. It said, oh, very strange. They both had their shots. Of course they did. And I've got all the statistics coming up at the bottom of the hour. Israel, the list goes on and on. Highest death rates spike directly in the 2 weeks after they do national shots. Because the Israelis line up and do it. They're like 90% injected. Only the Hasidic Jews are saying no because they're smart. And literally they have the highest death rate in the world. They're the most vaccinated. And I got other countries. I'll show you the graphs from their government, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I have the actual letters being sent out saying, we're coming to take your children to put them in a center if the contact tracing computers at the school say they came in contact with someone that may have it. So it's in the school. Your kid gets it. They don't say take ivermectin and take antibiotics. So you don't get a secondary infection. They don't tell you to take the oral steroids that work just boom, amazingly. No, 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 no. They're going to take them to their pedophile facility. I mean, man, they want your kids like the big bad wolf wants the three little pigs, baby. Unbelievable evil. We're going to hit that. But first, the bombshell, 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 bombshell. My show was ending yesterday. I just got the article. I know who the bureaucrats are, but I had to ferret into it, and I made a little off-the-cuff mistake. I'm going to remind you about it because that's what we do when we make mistakes. I just said probably it's a revolving door. They want to get paid off for their evil right away. The two top vaccine heads at the FDA. We haven't been hearing from them. It's all been the CDC and the White House. They came out and said This is evil. Children don't need the shot. We said they don't. And the booster is pointless. It'll make people sicker. That's why we resigned. And they're getting ready to go public. Yeah! Woo! That's badass! That is just devastating to these murdering scum. When the left tells you, oh, it's as good as pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. Oh, it's as good as mother's milk to a baby. Oh, just get with the science. Take the shots. Give it to the children. Take the booster. And the two head virologists that run the vaccine program at the FDA that's evil as hell say that we shouldn't do this because they know what they're doing and they don't want to be going to Nuremberg too. Woo! You talk about rats leaving the sinking ship. Man! Woohoo! Yeah, baby! Yeah! There is a God! And it's going to be the whistleblowers. They're going to bring these people down. And I'm telling you, after he's convicted, and after Nuremberg 2, Fauci and Bill Gates are going to walk up there, and those soldiers are going to pull that lever and break their damn necks. They are going to go to prison if they're lucky. Now, you murderers!
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, let me use this cheesy Star Wars analogy because everybody seems to get those. The Death Star getting blown up in Episode 4, this is about as big as that. 2 years ago in December of 2019, they had an emergency meeting in Switzerland. And they had the head of the UN vaccine program there, and she said, quote, the front line's wobbly, the vaccines aren't working, they're killing people. Our own doctors around the world are refusing them and saying that they're full of cancer viruses and contaminated. We don't know, we're not allowed to test them, we're just given them by our partners like Bill and Melinda Gates, the IMF, and the World Bank. These are all quotes. We boiled it down to like 15-minute reports and played it here. We had an 8-minute report and a 50-minute report. That was a huge event, but it didn't get any attention. And I said, if this gets attention, it's like the Death Star blowing up. And I said, I don't know how they're going to cover this up. Well, they'd already released COVID, and we're going to use that big crisis to pose as saviors and hope we forgot about the Gulf War illness from the shots and all the autistic kids and all the cancers and SV40 and the rest of it. They created an even bigger disaster to cover that up, which I said, look for something big. I don't know how they're going to get out of this. I said, they'll probably release a bioweapon and pose as saviors. I mean, and they did that. It's in their damn white paper. So I didn't predict it. It's there. I said, okay, that's in the playbook. I think they're going to run this play. Now, I'm not a top NFL coach, but watching the globalist, I'm a top guy knowing they're going to play. Most of the time, I know what's going to come out of the gates before they probably even pick what they're going to do. Because all I do is watch these murdering scum. I know them well. I've read their books. I watch their events. And they are just murderous trash. I mean, Hitler did not even have a shot a candle to these guys, okay? I mean, they want your ass dead. They have just a greed and a hatred. It's like in There Will Be Blood where you got the oil guy and he goes, I just hate people and I just want to kill people and I just want everybody to fail. That's supposed to be John D. Rockefeller the first. That's what he was like. He goes, I just want to kill people. I just hate everybody. I hate my children. I hate my wife. I just want to kill everybody. There's a competition in me where I don't like other people. See, I love everybody. I'm an alpha male that's aggressive. They're alpha males that want to kill you. They're wolves. And people better get wise to it. But they are floundering. They don't even know what to do. Most of the liberty movement since this broke 20 hours ago, 24 hours ago, don't even know how to respond to this. And they're spinning, and oh, they disagreed on boosters. No, if you hear what they said, which was extremely limited, the two top virologists that run the vaccine program at the FDA said three things, but two on why they're specifically mad on policy. But the big reason why there's three things is they said, we're not running anything. The CDC and the National Institutes of Allergies, run by Fauci, is controlled by the UN, and they call all the shots. We're the federal agency under law that's supposed to do this, not the CDC. Why is the CDC saying they control all the rents in America and all the rental properties? Why are they saying they control your guns? They don't. It's a UN power grab through a captured federal agency. Comprende, Congress? Comprende, Senator Paul? The damn bureaucrats get what's going on. You know, I like Trump. He's a good guy because I knew how naive he was, actually. I knew he was really trying. I told him, I said, sir, the CIA has this project, $2 billion, running media operations against you. When he was president-elect, I said, here's the program. Here's the Zero Hedge article. Obama just signed this into law, $2 billion to pay the media and run disinfo against you. You need to rescind that. That's when they literally started threatening to kill me and remember freaked out about Alex Jones, because they're all listening to his phone calls, they now admit, and I'm telling him that Obama left Stay Behind Networks. And if you don't know what a Stay Behind Network is, folks, Trump called them, you know, embeds. They had moles. Yeah, Stay Behind Networks. But I'm digressing. I'm sorry. This is so huge. You don't hear a word out of Congress. Maybe Rand Paul and maybe Senator Cruz are actually evil. Because I think they're smart men. They know all this. Maybe Josh Hawley's really evil. They all know how this is all run. They know about the Stay Behind Networks. They know about the permanent bureaucracies. They know the CDC's been getting UN orders. Just on face value, stop that right now. Stop it. So, excuse me. I'm really excited right now. You have the two head bureaucrats, scientists over vaccines for decades, quote, giants in their field, I'll read the quotes, leaving and saying, we don't run our agency, the CDC does. And it's an advisory group. We are a cabinet-level group. So that's like a college football team telling the NFL champions what to do in bureaucratic sense, okay? It's like a college team telling the NFL commission what to do. Forget the teams. Okay? And again, that's the UN controlling that. And you see the power grab. And they're like, what are they doing over rents? What are they doing over guns? What the hell's going on here? And by the way, children don't need this, even if the vaccine was clean, which it's not. So they come out and they say, this agency's out of control, taking over. The White House isn't a doctor. The president is a doctor. He's wrong. We don't need to give children these shots. They finally found their morals. Fine, let's use another cheesy Star Wars analogy. Like Darth Vader throwing the Emperor down the shaft. I mean, you got to choose at a certain point whether you're going to go along with this or not, because this is damn evil, folks. And finally, these people found their souls and said, we do not need to give this to children. This agency is out of control and has taken over our agency, and the booster shots are not needed. Yeah, not needed, like another hole in the head. Already shot your ass twice. Yeah, another bullet's not needed, fired right through your damn heart. That's what they're doing. So, and I mean that as an allegory, not literally, as an analogy. So here we are, folks. This is so huge. This is so massive. There it is, breaking. FDA leaders quit after Democrats pressure to approve booster shots and vaccines for children. But you won't hear the young turds, and you won't hear Rachel Maddow. They all get their talking points. They're all paid. They will ignore all this and glaze over all this. But this is the holy grail for people to go, oh, Alex Jones isn't a doctor. I don't want to listen to him. No, I've just interviewed hundreds of them, and all I do is read the literature and the history. Okay, well, what about the two head virologists at the FDA saying the CDC is captured by the UN? What about the two head virologists at the FDA coming out and saying children do not need these injections and we do not need more shots? This is asinine to just continue over and over and over again to do this. At what point will we come up for air? At what point will we stop submitting to this madness? At what point will we stop Klaus Schwab and Trudeau on TV saying, you're going to own nothing, we're going to have climate lockdowns, and we're going to put you on a universal income and control everything. And they look like maniacs. And you've got the Australian health minister going, there's going to be shots every couple months. I just get used to it, my little pretty. I mean, she freaking ought to fly off on a damn broom. Find your will, find your guts, find your ancestors, find God, and slap yourself in the face to wake up and say, I am not submitting to you, murderers. I see you, I know who you are, and I will resist you to the end, and you will be defeated in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula. So good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock. Discounted. We have X2. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Living Defense. Back in stock. Discounted. We have Pollen Block. Back in stock. Discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Beyond the stars, beyond the gates.
Wer zuletzt Zeit gut auf Erden, wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann.
Hard to turn that off, huh?
Warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Good stuff. Hear how real that language is. All right, let's get into it right now as the globalists declare war on humanity and as we begin to rediscover who we are. They now have fear in their eyes. That's why they're trying to dominate us and control us, but they will fall like all tyrants in history do. Question is, how great will the cost be before we come to the realization that this is the UN world government takeover? to respond to the bioweapon they released, and now the vaccine that turns us into bioweapon factories and all of the evidence that absolutely proves it. So let me calm down and be a good boy. And then I've got a rule, because we got 20 phone lines. If we leave 5, 6, 7, 8 people on hold at the end of the show, as we don't have time to get to them, we'll take your number if you want us to call you back and put you on the next day. So we're about to call back 6 or 7 people that are still on the line. I'm going to try to race through them, and then we're going to open the phones up for everybody to respond to this FDA news. In fact, I'd love to hear from nurses and doctors and others out there to give us your take on this situation. And I'll give that number out next segment, but I want to give our call operators and their chance to call back the folks that were left on hold yesterday. Because most places have like 5, 6, 7 phone lines. We have 20. We actually have 1,000 phone lines. It's digital, but we leave 20 on the board. We've gotten, what's our record, 27,000 phone calls in one show before? 27,000 phone calls. We got a computer in there that tells us. That's even national talk shows like beg for callers, like, please call in. You know, we're only on 100 stations. That's about popularity. Our record's 27,000 different people called us on a 4-hour show one day. Thousands always call in, so that's why it's so hard for folks to get in. But we do want to hear from you, and it shows the popularity of Liberty. So I'll give the number out next segment. We have a special guest joining us in the third hour. I'll tell you about that when that comes up. He had a viral video with over 6 million views. They removed it, so I thought you might want to see the viral video and hear from the man himself that took action. But let me just do this. Let me just be calm and read these headlines. How about we do that? This is out of Zero Hedge. 2 senior FDA officials stepping down over reported disagreements with the White House over booster shots and inoculation of children and the fact that the White House is under the control of the United Nations. That's out of Bloomberg. That's out of Endpoint News. You can go read it all for yourself. It's up on Infowars.com. 2 senior FDA vaccine leaders step down as agency faces decision on boosters. They go into what a giant blow it is that the 2 top virologists that they call, you know, mountains in their time. Well, I mean, let's read it. In a major blow to vaccine efforts, senior FDA leaders stepping down. 2 of the FDA's most senior vaccine leaders are exiting from their positions, raising fresh questions about the Biden administration and the way it's sidelined the FDA that's statutorily in charge. Marion Gruber, director of the FDA's Office of Vaccine Research and Review, you know, that's who does it, a 32-year veteran of the agency, will leave at the end of October. All the crimes before, I guess, were okay, but this is just too big. Yeah, exactly. Did they figure out they're not going to get away with it or finally found their soul? And OVAR, Deputy Director Phil Krause, who's been at the FDA for more than a decade, will leave in November. The news first reported by BioCentury is a massive blow to confidence in the agency's ability to regulate vaccines. It's a massive blow that the White House is under UN control, targeting children with dangerous experimental vaccines that did not get FDA approval. That's why the FDA heads are quitting. They did not get FDA approval. They are not FDA approved. The FDA said we've extended the emergency authorization, but then they call the head of the agency who approved OxyContin and fentanyl, that monster woman who's been brought back. Monster woman said, well, we'll just say it's approved when it's not. That's why they're leaving. I mean, folks, the globalists are committing crimes that are so huge, I shudder to think what the bigger crime is that's coming they think is going to cover this up. I mean, folks, this is like a nuclear war. It's just done through shots. The bombshell announcement comes as a particularly crucial moment, as boosters and children shots are being weighed by the regulator. The departure also comes as the administration has recently jumped ahead of the FDA's reviews of booster shots, announcing that they might be available in the week of September. So the FDA is saying, hey, we don't think this is needed. Hey, this causes a problem. Hey, well, this children certainly don't need to take it. And they just go, oh, we just say you say it's approved. Well, we didn't say that. We don't care. Your boss approved fentanyl. Yeah, the Chinese got that from us. MIT developed fentanyl. 50 to 100 times stronger than heroin, depending on the way you make it. A former senior FDA leader told Endpoint that they are departing because they are frustrated that the CDC and the ACIP committee are involved in decisions that they think should be up to the FDA. The former FDAer also said that they are upset that the CBER director, Peter Marks, is not insisting that those decisions be kept inside the FDA. What finally did it for them was the White House getting ahead of the FDA on booster shots. The FDA's former acting chief scientist, Lucinia Barino, added on Twitter, the FDA is losing two giants who helped bring us many safe and effective vaccines over the decades of public service. Yeah, right. And it just goes on from there. So there you have it. Let me give you some more bombshells. Move that little Dr. McCam shot up for a little bit higher. Thank you. Look at this. This is out of the American Journal. Red Cross says vaccine takers can't donate plasma to COVID patients. And Japan just totally banned the Moderna shot because all over the country they found liquid metal in it and it was killing people. Magnetic liquid metal. Yeah. Think they launched an attack on us? Think it's a little bit of a takeover? Yeah. It's far worse than we even know. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that were injected, vaccinated with this stuff that are dropping dead everywhere. Just like we had that whistleblower, PhD, and educator on from Ohio that went super viral last week. And he looked at him and he said, you understand from all the studies that they did in animals that this is going to kill a large portion of those the next few years that took it. You understand your schools will all close. You will all get sick. And now schools are closing everywhere because the majority of teachers have got bloody rashes and blood coming out their rear ends and blood clots in their mouths and they're going blind. They murdered us. They murdered us. They murdered us. They murdered us. And Rand Paul sits up there and plays patty cake, and he's the best guy we got about, well, you did stay gain of function. You had conferences called gain of function, and I call for you to be criminally investigated. Yeah. And let's go a lot further. You made it at the lab. You're on record, you little monster. And you're a eugenicist, and you covered up AIDS treatments. You're a monster. And Bill Gates is a monster. Well, Bill Gates has got a lot of power. He might come after us. They've already come after us. They're already killing us. You think I want to just fight these people that tough? I'm fighting them because they're going to kill everybody. They're going to kill our people and our children and our future. And they got all these TV shows. Oh, National Geographic has got a fawning program about Fauci and what a little angel cake he is coming out. And they've got our sign in it. Oh, look at him. He's so incredible. About arrest Fauci, arrest Gates. Yeah, that's right in the first 10 seconds. But you can't prop him up. Everybody knows he's a family man. He's a good man. Hey, why don't you show Hitler dancing with some kids? How about Hitler with his dog, Blondie? How about that? How about Jeffrey Dahmer walking the dogs? Nobody's propping Fauci up. Nobody's propping Gates up. And nobody's putting up Schwab. At the end of the day, they will be brought to justice. They will be indicted. They will be tried. They will be convicted. And they will pay. In the name of Jesus.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas. Fighting back. Why?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, I want to hear from callers, their situations with COVID, their situations with inoculations, their family. They don't want your voice heard. They want to smother you. They want to silence you while they quietly kill you and then suck all your money. This is a takeover by psychotics in big tech with big banks and big pharma and much of the medical system. They have taken over. 877-789-2539, but they've bitten off way more than they can chew. So I've got so many graphs and so much proof that is just unbelievable that I'll hit next hour out of Israel and other countries, that right when they take the first shot, mass death, they call it COVID. Right when they take the second shot, mass death, they call it COVID. And now the booster shot, mass death, they call it COVID. And they've done studies, mathematicians have and statisticians, I've got the articles right here, where it corresponds to the number of people injected, it corresponds to how high the death rate is. In Israel and in Greece, both two very authoritarian, globalist-controlled societies. And it's the same graph. You can basically put the graphs over each other. Unbelievable. I knew this was all coming. I knew it was in Operation Lockstep. I knew it was in all their plans. But, man, we're living this. I've talked to probably five people in person, yeah, in the last 2 weeks, who have friends and family that went blind after they took the Pfizer and Moderna shots. It just forms blood clots right in the optic nerve and inside the eye. Oh, my God. Wow. And then I've got studies saying it does it. And all these mass heart attacks in young people all over the world who take the shot. I mean, this is incredible. And then you've got all the bureaucrats and the lawyers and the leftists and the media being paid off, acting like we're the bad guys, acting like we're the criminals. But let me hit this first, okay? I'm going to go over all that after I take calls. But look at this. This is so huge. And it's, again, the name of the show today that I hope you share is Breaking: Michigan Announces Plan to Forcibly Take Children from Parents for Possible Contact with COVID Carriers. Now, remember what I covered 3 weeks ago? The CDC Shield Plan from last year, and they're designating centers, sports stadiums all over the country and other facilities to, quote, take at-risk groups who may have been in contact with a COVID person to protect them and put the children in one area, the women in another, the men in the other, and they even have forced labor. Now, there it is, interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. And the UK, Europe, and Australia, New Zealand have all built the camps and are now doing it, saying it's not just if you fly back to Australia or the UK, we put you in there for 2 weeks in a quarantine jail cell. Now, we're going to come out and check if you think you were near somebody. Even if you don't have it, we're going to take you away and hold you, even if your test is negative. I mean, it's just the total power, total control. The Queensland Regional Quarantine Facility, a well camp. And they say, get used to the shots all the time. So when I wrote this headline this morning, it should be Democrats across the country announce plan. But it's Michigan specifically, because California and New York have said similar things. We've got that. But look at this. Michigan lawmaker calls for firing of county health director. Algin County health director. But it's all over the state. Since this article came out, we found a bunch of them around the state. And what does it say? Michigan State Rep. Steve Johnson, we should get him on, posted a picture on his Facebook page, now everybody else is doing it, which appears to be a letter from the county health department to a patient or guardian. The letter discusses COVID-19 protocols regarding a child who has come in close contact to a COVID-19 individual and has determined the person is to be a carrier of the COVID. So it's all just computers and big tech and the Clinton Foundation that run this, along with Soros and Gates. They're all bought into these groups. They get billions per state of money to then run this crap. The letter also says you are hereby notified you are required to cooperate with the county health department in an effort to prevent or control the transmission of this serious disease or illness, which they put in us through the vaccines. At one point, the letter states, if you fail to take the actions prescribed in this warning notice, the county health department shall petition the court to see an order to compel your compliance, which may result with you being taken into protective custody to protect the public as well. And then goes on to say also to take your children. Representative Johnson posted the following on his Facebook page. He'll probably be banned. Now, the Algian County Health Director is threatening to take parents to court if the department has reasonable belief that their child has been exposed to a COVID-19 and they don't follow their every order. This can include actions by the county to take the child away from the parents and into the government's custody. The county commission needs to step up and fire this reckless and tyrannical health director for threatening to take away people's kids for the possibly coming in contact with someone who has COVID. This absolutely should not be happening in this county. And then I've got it all over the country, all over the world. That's their announcement. That's their plan. I just showed TV viewers the CDC plan for the country last year for this year. And they're putting it in all over the world. It's all UN directed. Here's the actual letter where they tell them all of the threats and all the rest of the garbage and other letters that other folks have found. So that's where all this is going. And here's the health code they try to use. says take into custody and transport the individual to an appropriate emergency care and treatment facility for observation, examination, testing, diagnosis, and treatment if they suspect they might have COVID, which is now widespread in more than half the countries had, conservatively, which they know is never going to get fixed because it is a prion crystal. They have introduced aerosolized mad cow disease that causes spongiform encephalopathy into the public. And I've had medical doctors and scientists on laying all that out. And now in New York and Illinois and Texas and everywhere else I've seen, every day I see articles about judges saying, I'm taking your children because you won't take the COVID shot, and putting them in foster care. There's no law. There's no nothing. The criminals are just doing it. And it's Democrat judges. They are out of control, drunk on power, and they know they're taking the country over. They're going for complete broke. But that's okay, because everyone knows they're criminals. Everyone knows they're scum. Everyone knows they only have blue jurisdictions because of election fraud. And they and we're going to keep recalling them how much fraud there is until there's nothing they can do to stop us. Soros just spent tons more money trying to keep Newsom in power because he knows the wheels are coming off the wagon. All right, I'm going to go to all these great callers when we come back. Charlie and Graydon and Chris and Rick and George and Colin and Anonymous and so many others directly when I start the next hour in a few minutes. And then after I've gone through a bunch of calls, I will get into all the statistics. Look at this out of Israel. And I've got the same numbers out of exact same numbers, basically, out of Greece. Look at the death numbers. Every time they give the jab, the death number spikes. I mean, holy mackerel. And we've got the same thing, again, out of Greece. We're going to show you, it's even worse in Greece. We're going to show you all that coming up. First, we can't fund this operation without your help. And I didn't really think of this until I saw it and I noticed it. And this is a great product you all need. We're sold out of our multivitamin right now because people know they need to boost their immune system. And I was sitting there looking at this hair and beard formula that the researchers and crew came up with. This is not a product that I developed. And I'm like, oh, my God, this has all the essential vitamins and minerals. This has a whole bunch of other trace stuff at really high levels. This has got vitamin, it's got everything in it. It's got vitamin B5, B7, all this other stuff that people really miss. Vitamin A, C, D, E, iron, zinc. It's got just everything. And it's really strong and it's really affordable. Hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com is not just for men. It's great for women, for your hair and nails, but really it's for your whole body. You know, if something makes your hair lustrous and your beard healthy, your skin healthy, and your nails healthy, what else is it doing? Well, it means your cells are healthier. It's $19.95. It is a top-end multivitamin mineral that's called hair and beard. And, you know, the Lord works mysterious ways. We're sold out of our multivitamin. That's a different formula. It's excellent as well. But quite frankly, looking at this, I think it might be actually better and stronger. Very, very strong. It's a top-end product at a low price. No reviews yet. It just came out a few weeks ago. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've also got Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, though it's selling out at 33% off, and that's what makes this entire broadcast possible. So thank you for keeping us on the air in the face of the globalist trash.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.